All this year, NPR is bringing you the stories of 50 great voices from around the world. Any such list is bound to stir debate, but when it came to the singer we're profiling today, there was unanimity among our selection committee. That's the late Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Many Americans got their first introduction to Khan's haunting voice in the film Dead Man Walking. And it was Khan who introduced a new generation of Pakistanis and Pakistani Americans to their own traditional music. NPR's Bilal Qureshi is one of them.
I still remember buying my first album. I was 8 and living in Islamabad, and it was a bootleg cassette that opened with a guitar riff, and then came that voice.
In moments, his voice could be like smooth like honey, and then in other moments, that same voice takes on a texture and a kind of coarseness. It's very gripping.
Zarina Garwal grew up in a Pakistani family in the suburbs of Detroit. She now teaches religion at Yale.
He's the great Pakistani musical gift to the world. I mean, he's sort of like the national musician. But also, his name to me immediately has a religious charge because he was a Sufi, and the body of his work is mostly religious music.
That music is called Qawwali. I have to confess, before Nusrat, I found it pretty boring. Something my mother would force us to listen to on a Sunday afternoon. And as Zarina Garwal describes, you wouldn't exactly hang his poster on your wall.
He's kind of morbidly obese and sweaty, crazy hair, his intense facial expressions as he's singing. I mean, he really was just a sight.
But when Nusrat opened his mouth, he had a range that other Qawwali singers just didn't. Nusrat always wanted to try new things, says Salman Ahmed. He's a Pakistani guitarist who played with the singer.
If you sat with him and you spoke with him, you felt like you were speaking to a child. He had this attitude of wonderment about everything. He marveled at everything. If you hit a guitar chord, he was like, play that again. And then he would like sing out the notes within the guitar chord, you know? So he had this curiosity about the world.
And what he did with that curiosity made his songs the anthems of Pakistani life. But after my family moved to the U.S., I stashed my Nusrat cassette in a drawer. I wasn't planning to pass around the native music to the new high school crew. But then Nusrat resurfaced in my life. Oliver Stone used his music in a film. He sang with Eddie Vedder and Peter Gabriel. And his success defied my assumptions about what someone from that part of the world could mean to listeners here.
...99.99% of us don't understand the lyrics.
Guitarist and collaborator Michael Brooks says that would bother Nusrat a little.
But I think he also felt that whatever spiritual component there was, that was in the lyrics, but it was also in the way he sang it.
And so that's what he focused on. Zarina Garwal and Michael Brook.
Spirituality isn't just something that you get from taking a bubble bath and writing in your diary. I mean, it comes out of a kind of discipline.
He just practiced all the time. He was very, very good. His pitch was incredible. And he thought about singing all of the time. Like, he really didn't seem to do much else.
In person, Nusrat was quiet and reserved, perhaps because performing took so much out of him. He was just 48 when he died in August of 1997. His death sparked a nationwide state of mourning in Pakistan. But he left behind hundreds of recordings and concert performances, and DJs have been sampling his voice ever since. Nusrat's greatest legacy may have been to shatter the idea of what it means to be a traditional Muslim singer. Again, Zarina Garwal.
This is what's inspirational, is that you have this extraordinary tradition, and what is important is to continue to make it meaningful given, you know, our realities in the moment. And he did that.
And for me, his legacy is in the idea that greatness, vocal and otherwise, can never be constrained by borders or stay stashed in a drawer. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
You can hear the music of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and guess who will be our next great voice at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.